Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm Eric Terry, and Mitchell Keenan is not with us today. He was unable to come today's thing due to personal issues. Today I am so on today's episode of Where the Wind Blows, we have a couple interviews with a politician named Nick Bullo, and we'll discuss why he does not like to be called a politician. After that, we're going to have a music break between those two interviews, and after that, we're going to do a little thing called Who's Got a Question, and we're going to get you to email your questions here to us in the studio. If you have a pen and paper handy, I'll wait a couple seconds till I know everyone has a pen and paper handy. Okay. One, two. Okay, you better have a pen and paper on you now. The email is wherethewindblows@live.com. Start shooting us emails. Once again, that's wherethewindblows@live.com. And later, we're going to have you call in and talk about and even ask us questions via the phone. And write down in your paper that the number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Once again, that's 416-289-5000. 5000 extension 8615. So now to get on to our little thing today, we have a politician here, Nick Bullo. Nick, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the air with us today. First of all, you tell me you're a politician. I have here wannabe politician wannabe. You don't like the word politician. We'll get into that later. But you're 27.
I am 27. I've been at this since I was 22. So, politician wannabe, I think, is, you know, until you get yourself elected, you're not truly a politician, I guess. You mentioned before that I don't like the word politician. It's a very simple reason for that, and it's basically that politics or politicking is the game of trying to get yourself elected. And I think if you go into an election with that purpose, you're really not addressing issues. I like to consider myself more of an advocate, I guess.
Advocate, alrighty. Now we've jumped it. We've jumped the gun a little bit here, but that's okay. You said here. Now you've told me that your campaign when you were running for municipal council for the town of Whitby, that your idea for running was stemmed from a production you were in Sweeney Todd at the Whitby Courthouse Theater. Tell me how that came to be.
Yeah, it's strange. I always try and keep myself involved within the community, you know, be it an election year or prior to that. And I've had this idea for, you know, an art center, and there's been a lot of interest within the region to put up a performing arts center. And when I was in Sweeney Todd, I was with a bunch of people who I guess are along the same mindset, and talking with them, I noticed that perhaps there was some substance, there was some merit behind this goal of mine, and that I kind of started down the path of the art center, and all of a sudden I realized, oh, guess what, this is an election year, and this is actually a fairly big election topic with the town of Whitby and what they're doing for an art center. So really, I'd like to say that I threw my hat into the ring based on the support that I got from the cast of Sweeney Todd in believing that, yeah, perhaps this art center idea was a pretty good idea.
Right on. Now we were talking about politician. You didn't like to be called a politician, so when you jumped the gun there, but that's all right there. And you said you considered yourself an advocate. Why would you consider yourself an advocate and not a politician? And explain to us what the difference is.
Sure. My belief of a politician, and I've met a number of them, they are people who are fantastic at presenting themselves in public. They are great at shaking people's hands, and the whole notion of the, you know, a politician, there isn't a camera that a politician doesn't like, coming up with nice sound bites. They spend more time, especially during a campaign season, of trying to find ways to get people to elect them, that they almost fail to realize what the issues are, and once they get elected, they spend so much time trying not to rock the boat, because they know that if they want to run for re-election, they need the support of the community. So I consider myself an advocate, and this goes back all the way back to when I was 18, and a number of people were just getting pushed around by their employer, and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to stick my neck out for them, because it's an issue that needs to be dealt with. And there are a lot of disenfranchised people, there are a lot of fantastic ideas that people have, and they're just not in a position to go out there and talk about it, push the issue. So I thought, you know what, this is something I think I could take on. I will stick my neck out for people. I'll take the ribbing, I'll take all the crap that comes along with politics. But at the end of it, you know, I would rather have a good idea and advocate for a good idea than to get elected.
Right on. And now you did run as regional count. I keep saying regional, but it's not regional, it's municipal.
It's municipal. Yeah.
And you told me your campaign had hit a halt, or you, as you said, put on hold. Tell me exactly what happened.
Yeah, a lot of people like to say that the campaign is over, and I guess it's kind of a political phrase, is the campaigning is never over. I started back in politics in 2006, municipally during the by-election that took, or initially in 2006 there was a municipal election, subsequently there was a by-election for the province, but that's really kind of when I got my feet wet, and I did not properly file my financial papers. I didn't open a bank account. I didn't raise a penny. I mean, it wasn't a particularly big position that I was running for. It was the French Separate School Board. And I did get my papers out there, but word of warning is really double and triple check everything. Make sure that you know that people got them, because unfortunately it came up in March that my papers had not been filed or properly filed. And as a result, I was disqualified from the local election.
All right. Now, that's kind of really unfortunate. We've got about 5 minutes left here on our interview. Oh, for the first part of our interview, the second half, just so our listeners know, we're going to get into talking about the about your thing of the Durham Art Center. You're going to tell us a little bit about what your vision was and everything. So we're going to come back to that after the break. Now that your campaign is quote unquote over, what are your plans in politicking? Even though I know you hate the word, I just can't think of another word to use. What are your plans now?
I think the first thing that I noticed when I started this campaign, and having been involved in other campaigns in the past, this campaign was really going along nicely until I hit that bump. But one of the things that bothered me, and I made a point of telling even other politicians who were running or people who were getting involved in the election, that there were a lot of people who just started showing up to meetings and just started getting to know all of these issues, and they were having to cram for it. And I thought that was very self-serving. Even of myself, I didn't start going to council meetings until I decided that I wanted to run for council. So what I've decided is that I think between now and the next 4 years, when the next election is going to be held, I'm not going to sit back and wait. I'm not going to sit back and decide like I did this time that there's one particular issue that is going to make me want to throw my hat in the ring, because I don't think it's fair to myself, but I certainly don't think it's fair to the public to ask them to vote for someone who has just thrown in their name a month, 2 months, 3 months before an election. So I'm just getting involved with absolutely everything I possibly can. I'm back at Whitby Courthouse for another play. I've been asked to join their, or I had been, I'm not sure how it's going to work out now, but I had been asked to join their board of directors. I've got a project going on through the regional process of having the city of Oshawa designated as bilingual at the provincial level for French services.
Okay.
So I'm really going to work, because I honestly think that if you put in the time, come election time, people will know that you're in it for the right reason. Mm-hmm. And if you've done your work beforehand, you don't even need to put up signs. That's really my goal between now and the next election.
That's a great goal to have there, Nick. And ladies and gentlemen, that was and still will be Nick Bullough after the break here. So we're going to take a quick break. Nick, stay with us here. We're going to just do some songs here for you. So the first one here, we're going to have a lineup of two. The first song here will be Loving You Tonight by Andrew Allen. Here it is.
wasting the day in a way is the same as the one before this. And I wish I could say that it's all black and white, but it's the same, it's the same. And I'm so tired, but you are what I'm coming home to. Oh, I'm thinking about a red wine buzz and taking it easy. And I got you in my arms, taking a break from crazy. And I'll say hey, you'll say baby, how's your day? I'll say crazy, but it's all gonna be alright. You'll kiss my smile, I'll pull you closer, spend a while just getting to know ya. But it's all gonna be alright, loving you tonight. Oh, oh.
Just a cougar on the prowl. She was hotter than hell, had me under a spell. Got that ass doing yoga, damn, she's older. Got off the stage, ended up at a place. We were burning up the bed, fire needed to be fed. Morning sun hit her face, Maggie May showed her age. I remember what my mama said. Don't talk to strangers. I'll show you a trick or two to teach you something new. Full of Bacardi and Botox, she's 40 and so hot. The light of the day had something different to say. My head started to spin when I saw her son walking in. I bet he felt like a fool, cause I knew him from school. I remembered what my mama said. Don't talk to strangers. Don't do all the thinking. Like mama said, just like mama said, my mama said.
and gentlemen, that, first of all, was the song before of Headley was Loving You Tonight by Andrew Allen, and of course Don't Talk to Strangers by Headley. I've got a little pop-up here from certain two people that are listening right now. They are Caitlin and Alicia. I've been told to give you a shout-out here. So, hey, guys, thanks for listening. I'm really glad that you guys are tuning in. If you guys want a shout-out, send us a tweet. Send us a wall on the Facebook. Send us a message there. Or just pop up on the Facebook chat if we have you here. The Twitter for us is Where Wind Blows Are. Obviously on Twitter. Facebook is just Where the Wind Blows. And Hotmail, once again, you can give us an email at wherethewindblows@live.com. And once again, we are joined here by Nick Below. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And now this is a little bit of an unscripted thing here because our original guest, unfortunately, was just unable to come onto the air. So we're just going to talk to you more about, you were telling us about the your Durham Arts Center and where that came from, and just tell us a little bit about where, well, first of all, why you thought, as you had the Durham Arts Center as your main focus for your campaign, and also tell us just tell us a little bit about the project itself.
Sure. It was the issue that led me to throw my hat into the ring. But I wouldn't necessarily say it was the centerpiece. What it was, however, was one of the more controversial parts of my campaign. The current council, and more so, I guess it's a project of the mayor, have been looking into the possibility of building an art center in downtown Whitby. Now, when we talk about a performing arts center, nothing is going to reflect that which is, you know, in Toronto. But we're looking at somewhere in the vicinity of 1,000, 1,200 seats. The problem is sort of the scope that these projects have. I know that UOIT have talked potentially about having an art center built there and maybe add a music program. Pickering have been working with DWAC, the Durham West Art Center. They've been working to build a performing arts center. But all of them are on the premise of sort of a private industry. And a lot of them are looking at potentially pairing themselves with, you know, big art programs and developing big time artists. But what it fails to take into account are sort of the small town aspects to the region. You look at places like Oshawa Little Theater, even smaller places like Class Act, the Dinner Theater, Whitby Courthouse Theater, mm-hmm. Ajax Community Theater. There's a whole bunch of small groups like that. You've got Whitby Brass Band and a whole bunch of smaller groups that are really struggling both in terms of funding, but also because they don't have the venues to play out of.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these proposed art centers are particularly endearing to those groups, because really what they want to do is do more of the traveling show. They want to take bigger, more expensive productions and bring them into town, put them on, and move them out. And there isn't really any focus on how we can help to develop and sustain the smaller community-based theaters without competing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you compete with them for the monies, ultimately they're going to end up losing out. The other major problem with regional art centers, or I guess it would be more municipal art centers, is that they all cost huge dollars, both in terms of construction, but the most important side is the upkeep. I mean, you're looking at between $500,000 and $1 million a year in annual contributions that you would require from the town of Whitby. And if we're building a Whitby art center, that's a lot of money coming out of the taxpayers, especially when you consider that Whitby is predominantly a residential, you know, bedroom community. We already have some of the highest taxes around because we don't have an industrial commercial base from which to draw taxes. So this art center, this notion of an art center that I was looking at is a very multi-tiered approach, whereby it would be the home of a lot of regional groups. It would house them. So that's, I mean, that's a constant mm-hmm. income, especially the, obviously the biggest draw would be the Ontario Philharmonic Orchestra, who regularly draw 1,000 people. They've been described as being perhaps the preeminent orchestra in the province, and that, that beats the Toronto Orchestra and mm-hmm. and orchestras to the south, like Windsor and so on. They need a home. They don't currently have a home. They're currently operating out of Scarborough. Mm-hmm. They were founded in Oshawa. They were known as the Durham Philharmonic the Durham Orchestra, the Oshawa Durham Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, and no one supported them. There was no place for them to play. There was no place for them to rehearse. And being such an elite level, you know, group, they need those types of accommodations. If we could provide them a spot specifically for them to rehearse and perform out of on a regular basis, that's regular income. Mm-hmm. You have to look at it also from the perspective of smaller groups. There are a lot of, I know, for instance, being very close with the French community, they put on at least $75,000 worth of shows a year. And that could easily be doubled if there were places for them to play. Right now, you're looking at groups coming in and performing out of churches. And for certain choral work, that's okay. But when you get into bigger performances, it just doesn't cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Another approach would be working from a regional basis. And again, this absolutely has to be a regional project. Mm-hmm. And I emphasize that there is no one municipality that can support an art center. A lot of people in Pickering talk about wanting to draw in people from Toronto, which is why Pickering would be a better spot. But I know for a fact that at the East End with Oshawa, Curtis, and so on, if they're going to travel that distance anyways, they're going to take the extra leap and just go into Toronto.
Absolutely,
and see the big
yeah.
shows. So it has to be a regional approach. It mm-hmm. absolutely has to be. And for that matter, there are groups, for instance, like the Durham Council for the Arts. One of their mandates is to support this type of endeavor, and they operate out of someone's basement. Mm-hmm. They've been around for over 40 years and have struggled tremendously with getting support, with getting funding. Even the region of Durham is a member of this group, and, mm-hmm. and they struggle for funding. They need a place, an administrative hub, a center, where these not-for-profits can operate without having to go and buy all of their own equipment. Mm-hmm. They all bring in certain amounts of money, and if you pool those resources on an ongoing basis, I think you can get to the point where you've almost covered mm-hmm. the basic operating costs of the facility, and everything else from that point on would just be surplus.
Right on. So you're telling me, you know, you're looking for a place to house this. You know, it's got to be something that can hold 1,000 people. We've only got a couple minutes left here, so you can try and make it as brief as you can.
Sure.
Where were you looking?
Unfortunately, the place we were looking, it's funny because when the town of Whitby and the region kind of got a hold of this group called Create Durham that I founded, they made a very swift move to tear down the courthouse off of Roslyn and Garden, which would have been a perfect facility to build off of. And that was kind of the basic premise behind all this. There's mm-hmm. precedent in that the old, you know, 1700s courthouse was turned into a theater, the Centennial Building. And I think there was precedent for this one as well. And that was our initial, you know, our initial plan. It had wonderful access from a transportation, you know, the infrastructure itself was in place with a parking garage that isn't used at night. But, you know, when you've got politicians out there who have their own plans, like putting one in our cramped downtown, they go ahead pretty quickly with tearing things down like that. So we're actually in the process of trying to look for a new piece of land to start our idea. We would rather not have built from scratch. We mm-hmm. would much rather be able to reuse parts and facilities, but unfortunately at the moment, that's just it's not going to happen.
Now we've got a couple minutes here. We have about 1 minute left here. Where did you have any place specific now that the courthouse is now being torn down?
For
you said you're looking for a place for this Durham Art Center, and you can't use the courthouse.
That's right.
Because it's being torn down.
It's been torn down.
And is there any other place that you have, that has caught your interest?
One of the places that might be a good setting, because again, with Whitby, there's a lot of problems with traffic and congestion going north-south and east-west. Maybe directly north on the opposite side of the street, there's a great big huge plot of land that isn't being used particularly efficiently. There's a lot of potential for alternative development in terms of condos, restaurants, even some other commercial development. So that might be our primary focus. But right now, I think we're not so much focusing on a piece of land, a particular location, as we are trying to advocate against Whitby taking on the sole cost associated with building a, you know, an $80 million performing arts center, and then trying to support it and offloading those costs onto the taxpayers.
Awesome. So thank you for telling us about your idea, Nick. It's great that, you know, someone who's only 27 is already coming up with such big plans for Whitby. Well, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you what's to come in this episode. What's to come within the following weeks on Where the Wind Blows. But for now, we're going to listen to a little bit of Owl City.
Because my dreams are bursting at the seams. shock wild. Yeah. Let's jump. This one right here.
All right.
It's for all the ladies.
All right.
You want to take it back?
Oh, no.
Da-da-da.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Do You Remember by Jason. And before that, we had Owl City with Fireflies. I probably bored you with politics over there. Actually, we probably bored you with politics on the other end. So we're going to do a little bit more fun now. We're going to put out some questions. Well, more, we're putting out a request for some questions. First of all, our email is wherethewindblows@live.com. And also you can get us on Twitter at wherewindblowsare at Twitter. And also on the Facebook site, you can get us at wherethewindblows. We want your questions. We want you to send us your questions, and one lucky person will get a phone call, or if you're calling long distance, because unfortunately we can't call long distance, we will get you to call into the studio and you can ask it live on the air. So once again, the email is wherethewindblows@live.com. Twitter is wherewindblowsare, and here on Facebook it is wherethewindblows. If you are calling in, we would love to hear your questions even right now. The number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Once again, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. I've got another message here from somebody called Crystal Fernandez, and we're going to be doing the shout out thing all day. So here's a shout out to Crystal. Thanks for listening in. Really, it's great to know that there are more than just, you know, one person, you know, listening out there. It's absolutely wonderful that we have listeners just listening in, I guess you could say. So once again, we're looking for you guys to ask us some questions, because, you know, we want this show to be open to you guys. We want this show to be more about you than it is for us, because we want this show to be more oriented towards the public audience. And while we're waiting for some of those questions to come in, I got another great song here for you. And like I said, while we're waiting, we're going to play a song, Andrew WK, which actually, before I even do that, I remembered I was going to tell you guys within the next coming weeks what to expect. With next week or the week after, speaking about Andrew WK, we'll be having him call the studio. We'll have a phone interview with Andrew WK here in Toronto. He'll be calling us from New York City, which should be very, very extremely exciting to hear from Andrew WK himself. I've talked to him on the phone. If you guys listened to the last week's show, then you'll understand how exciting this is, especially for me to be hearing from Andrew WK, for him to actually be calling from Toronto. We're in Toronto here. For him to be calling from New York City. So we'll be having him come in. We'll have him call in to the studio here, and we're going to have a sit-down interview, which is going to be great for you guys, and I really hope you guys can sit down and enjoy this interview as well. Also, within the next few weeks, a band called Viva Mars will be coming into the studio and playing a live performance. So hopefully we'll be able to hear from them. We're going to have a sit-down interview with them. Viva Mars, just a little bit of background, is based in Oshawa, Ontario, my little hometown. Some people know it as the Dirty Schwa, but that's an inside joke between us Oshawanians and anybody else in Durham region. Anyways, so Viva Mars will be coming in. We'll be doing an interview with them. And also they'll be playing one here in the studio as well. Hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed. And last but not least, within the weeks to come, we will have an individual, Adrian Betts, either coming into the studio or also doing a phone interview with us. He's going to talk to us about his anti-AIDS campaign or AIDS prevention campaign, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from him within the near future. So while we're waiting for all of this to come into this, while we're waiting for questions and all that, we're going to give you a song here. It's called I Want Your Face by Andrew WK. Here it is. Hey! Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I lied. I accidentally hit the shuffle option on my iPod here. That was not supposed to happen. So we're going to try that one more time. And here it is. I Want Your Face, Andrew WK.
Window, but you were moving out of sight. And everyone said-
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Andrew WK with I Want Your Face. What an interesting title for a song, and just in general, the song is interesting on its own. So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We still haven't gotten any questions or emails or anything from anybody. So once again, I'm going to put out the email, and I'm also going to let you know what our number here is. So if you want, if you even just want to call in, we'll do that as well. The number here, once again, is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Once again, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. So hopefully, I'm really looking forward to hearing from some people today. If not, we're going to have to move on because we're not getting anything from you peoples out there. Anyways, also, if you don't want to call in, you can also send us an email at wherethewindblows@live.com, and our Twitter is wherewindblowsr. Send us a message, or send us a mention, and we'll definitely answer your question here on the air. So, like I said, still trying to get some questions here. I'm getting absolutely nothing. We still have Nick in the studio here, so maybe we'll put Nick on the spot. So Nick, grab your mic over there. Don't pull it by the cord. There you go. So we're gonna get Nick here. So while we're waiting for people to either call us or email us or tweet us. So Nick, do you have any questions about the show or anything in general that you think I can try and answer?
My goodness.
I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but
yeah,
hey, this is.
I kind of wanted. I don't know that. This, yeah, I think the thing is. Well, I mean, what does it feel like to have your own radio program? I mean, there must be some kind of rush involved.
You know what? There is. Every time I come into the studio, I get nervous about 30 seconds before I go on the air. And then about 30 seconds once I get on air, it's like, okay, what if something's going to mess up? You know, I don't know what I'm going to do kind of thing. But as soon as I get going, it's just, it flows most of the time. Obviously, at this point right now, things aren't flowing so well. We're just trying to get through. It's harder than it looks to cover a whole hour in radio, because you don't have the visuals. All you have is audio, and you have absolutely nothing to throw out there.
And you obviously have to love hearing your own voice.
Hey now, be nice. Anyways, but yeah, no. And then just knowing that, you know, I do have this show, and that I know that people are listening, and I got some great feedback. Just great to hear from people, knowing that, you know, it's a success. People like it. People are listening, and it's great. So yes, every time I do come on this show, I get a rush every time I come. At first, it's a nervous rush. Like, oh God, I'm going. Once I start, I can't stop. And I've got 15 minutes before I have to stop. And then once I get to that point, it's almost, I don't want to stop, because things are going so well that I just want to just keep going, because that's how it works.
Did you have any particular expectations when you came into this? I mean, I wouldn't know the first thing about hosting a radio program other than, you know, the concept of being able to talk about your issues. Mm-hmm. What expectations did you have? What are you getting out of this? What are you hoping to get out of this?
Alrighty. Actually, we do have one question here. Kelvin Wong asked us here on the Facebook. Actually, what I'm going to get Kelvin to do, Kelvin, if you can call us here in the studio, this would make this a lot more exciting. Call us at 416. Kelvin, I really hope you're listening or writing this down or putting this in your phone somewhere. It's 416-289-5000, extension 8615. For those people who do not know who Kelvin is, he was talking to us on the phone last week because nobody else wanted to listen. But Kelvin's a cool guy, so we're not going to put him down for that, I guess you could say. So this is going to be a quick call. Once again, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Here at the studio, here at the CCC campus of Centennial College, really hoping that we get Kelvin to call in here. We're just waiting patiently, watching the phone, listening, waiting for the ring to come through. We're waiting. Kelvin, come on, Kelvin. Call us. We're waiting for you because you have a great question and we want you to ask us in person. Come on, Kelvin. He'll call us. I know he will. He commented on his own thing here. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Yes, but Kelvin, you can't dial while you can't dial on the Facebook. It unfortunately won't go through the phone. So while we're waiting for Calvin to call in here, we have apparently we've got more than one person wanting to call here. So anybody else who is listening to the show, 416-289-5000 extension 8615, because I know somebody else here who has a question here. So I guess there's two people now, and it's whoever comes in first, I guess you could say. We have a call coming in now. Give us 1 second. Hold on. Hey, Calvin, how's it going?
Hello?
Oh. That was my fault, Calvin. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. Calvin, welcome. Welcome to the show, Calvin. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem.
I gotta boost up your volume here.
Alright.
Alrighty. So, Calvin, what was your question for us here?
So, as I posted on your Facebook page, Where the Wind Blows, my question for you is, what influence push you to have your own internet radio show?
That is a fantastic question, Calvin. I'm really glad you asked that. The influence that I have here was actually our one of the first days here at Centennial College. They had a Centennial Welcomes thing out in the courtyard, and Ted Fairhurst, the coordinator of the internet radio show, said, "Hey, we have an internet radio show. You know, it's volunteer. You can just shoot me an email, come see me afterwards, and give it a go." And I thought, hey, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. So I said, hey, let's do it. So I did it. And here we are now, episode 2, week 2 of Where the Wind Blows. So thank you for your call, Calvin. That was great. That was a really great question. So thank you once again for calling, and I promise I'll get your TIM card to you as soon as I can.
Hey, no problem.
All right, thanks for calling in, Calvin.
All right, no problem. Talk to you later, man.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Peace.
All righty, so that was Calvin. Calvin did have a great question there, and I have a feeling that we've got another question coming along the way. So once again, everybody, the number is 416-289-5000. If you can't call us, we do have our email, and we do have our Twitter page here that you can also get a hold of us, and we're going to give it another 30 seconds here. See if people call in. If not, we're just gonna go to the next thing on the agenda, because I'm gonna wait around for half an hour for people to call in here. So while I'm waiting, actually, to talk about what's coming up after the music break, a show called The Big Bang Theory. People, I'm pretty sure you've heard of this show, The Big Bang Theory. It's a great show. Tune in Thursday nights, 8 o'clock CTV. It's probably one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. But anyways, I want to talk to you a little bit about a little contest thing that I actually won, and it's actually great. Anyways, so once again, I'm going to say this one last time before we cut for music. The number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. So yeah, I really hope to hear from somebody soon. This is the last time I'm going to mention it, and we're going to wait probably like 30 seconds here, another 30 seconds, because I'm just so generous, to hear see if anybody else has any more questions. So we got like 20 seconds to go. So if you're calling, hurry up, because I saw somebody else here chatting to me on the Facebook, had a great question, and it really is a great question, and I really hope that this person calls within the next 10 seconds, or else we're going to cut to music, and unfortunately we actually won't have a choice but to unfortunately not take that call. And that was 10 seconds. What the question was, I'm going to quickly sum it up since you didn't call, but I'm not going to disclude you at all. But your question was, how much did it cost to run this show? $0. It's actually free for me to run this show. Obviously, it's not free for them to run the show, but for me, it's absolutely free. So anyways, thank you, Calvin, for your call, and for Crystal here, who asked the question. Thank you so much for calling in and giving your input and asking questions, because we absolutely love that. Anyways, we're going to play a little song here by Marianas Trench. It's called Celebrity Status. I hope you guys enjoy this. Here it is. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Marianas Trench with Celebrity Status. We've got 5 minutes left here on the show. It is 5 to 8, and unfortunately, we do only have the hour here on the show. So here I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I was, well, telling you about before we cut to the music break. There's a show on CTV called The Big Bang Theory. And on Monday, I was in my camera work class with Shel Reiser, who, by the way, is a fantastic professor. He tells us all about how to use the camera. It's probably one of the greatest classes here. But anyways, getting a little off topic. The Big Bang Theory, there was a contest for 50 people to enter and win to see and meet the cast of The Big Bang Theory on Canada AM this Thursday. So that would be tomorrow, folks. And my dad sent me a text saying, hey, just go to this website and go to Toronto CTVToronto.ca and enter this contest. So I was like, okay. I had a little trouble finding it, but eventually I found it. And so anyways, so there I go. I went on and I tried using my Hotmail account, and well, that unfortunately didn't work out the way I wanted it to, because I can't use my Hotmail account in the building, which is really strange because I can receive emails, but I can't send them. Weird, but you know, we'll deal with it. Anyways, also, what was I saying? Oh, yes, the cast of The Big Bang Theory, the contest. Sorry, ADHD kind of kicks in every now and then. So anyway, so I entered this contest. I keep hitting refresh, refresh, refresh. And on a Mac, if people don't know, it's Apple R, Apple R, Apple R, Apple R. And then I thought, okay, maybe I have to log out. And then I was about to give up. Then I hit refresh one more time, and I got this email. I think I will actually be nice enough and read you what this email said. I can't tell you what my email address is, because that's confidential information. Anyways, as I'm loading here, there we go. It was really neat, because I've never won anything before in my life. Ever. And when I say ever, I mean ever. Well, maybe that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but still. So anyways, I got this email in my box and it says re-BBT contest, which I guess that's what I put in as the subject line. So it says congratulations, and I said at the first word I saw, and it's in like big font too. So it says congratulations, you and a guest are invited to be part of the studio audience for Canada AM on Thursday, October 7th, with the cast of the Big Bang Theory, and I just sat there and I was in complete shock and awe, thinking, oh my god, I just won. I get to see the cast of The Big Bang Theory. And then I went back on the website and it said you win to get to see them, and you also get to meet the cast. And I just went, oh my god, and I got really excited. So I went over to my buddy and my friend Aaron in class, who she came on last week with the Marianas Trench thing. When she went on my date with, and I said, you're gonna hate me. And she's like, why? And I showed her the email, and she's like, oh my god, I'm so jealous. And I said, well, maybe you won't hate me, do you want to come with? And then just the look she gave me on her face was just complete shock. I'd show you the face, but I don't think I can actually do that, because there's no cameras in this room and it's all microphones, and I can't show the microphone to you guys what it is. But regardless, it was definitely, it made my day. It was actually fantastic that actually happened. So if you guys watch Canada AM tomorrow, look for myself on myself and Aaron on the show on Canada AM. I have no idea how this thing works. So if you watch Canada AM, look for me. If you don't watch Canada AM, look for me anyways. Anyways, that is all the time we have here today, folks. We unfortunately didn't get through as much as we thought, because once again, technical difficulties. Those are a pain. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Eric Terry, and this has been your segment of Where the Wind Blows. Have a good night.